This is the John Oakley Show on AM 640.
We want to continue to protect the environment. We want to ban the use of cosmetic pesticides, for example. And we want to begin to attack toxins that are emitted from our industries in a real and meaningful way. We've come a long way together during the course of the past 4 years. I ask for your support.
There you go, Dalton, back in September of 07. Now there's talk of lifting this ban, but it would take the Freedy, amongst others. I don't know how the Conservatives, you still try to get around the ban and maybe use the illegal, illicit product. Going to Buffalo for Roundup. Want to buy some Roundup? It's almost like you got to meet your connection. By the way, pesticide question, Richard from Don Mills writes, why did the various levels of government approve the exemption for golf courses? If it's so bad, then how was that exemption justified? Well, McGinty's predictable answer, Mike Harris's fault. He was a 4 handicap, you know. So there you have it. Let me go back to it. Louisa in Woodbridge, hello, Oakley Show.
Hi, John. I just wanted to tell you that I do use this stuff. Last year I went over to Buffalo, bought some stuff from the Home Depot store there, and the border officials wanted to confiscate it. But it turned out that speaking to their officials, their superior there, they're there to enforce federal laws, and this, because it was a provincial ban, they couldn't confiscate it. So I was lucky enough to be able to bring it home. So I use it all the time, and it works.
Well, good. You brought it home in a plastic jar. You didn't actually have to swallow condoms filled with the stuff then.
Exactly.
Good for you.
They couldn't enforce the provincial law. They're there to enforce the federal law. So that's. I just wanted to tell your listeners that we're sort of hiding it in the trunks.
All right. Well, you don't have to, is what you're saying. You can beat the rapid ball. All right. There you go. Peace bridge indeed. You know, and besides the environmentalists, how can you expect us to have a green roof if we can't actually keep this stuff green with the pesticides that have been banned? Do you see, you place us in an impossible situation. Tim in Toronto, you're using this stuff surreptitiously.
No, I'm not, John. And let me tell you where I'm coming from. I'm far from a left-wing loony. I think that Diane Francis is a little bit too left-wing for me.
Uh-oh.
But come on, guys. For your lawn, you're actually taking a chance with other people's health? I mean, that stuff evaporates. The traces of that stuff remain on your lawn, and you do this because you're obsessing about your lawn, how much crabgrass you have in your lawn. This is hardly the place to make the stand, and I wonder if we're going to get the public's respect.
Well, hang on just a second. Paul McKeever is with the Freedom Party, and they would make this a plank in their platform. Tim, you brought up an interesting point. So Paul McKeever would have to convince you and others who feel as you do that this is the wrong way to go about it, trying to still use this stuff in contravention of the provincial law. Paul, what do you say to our man Tim? First off, good morning.
Good morning, John.
All right. Well, you heard Tim. Give us your pitch.
Well, lots of things remain on the grass and evaporate. Water's among them. The problem here is that there is no science that shows that this stuff, properly used, harms people. Yet the government has gone ahead because of a fear or because of buying votes from the environmental extremists. They've gone ahead with banning the stuff when it's not, there's no evidence that it harms you any more than there's evidence that sugar harms you. And in fact, there's more evidence that sugar harms you than there is evidence that these properly applied pesticides harm you. So it's completely based upon fear, not upon science. And yes, if there is evidence, or if there ends up being evidence that the stuff can harm you, then of course the government ought not to allow people to damage other people's health, your neighbor's health, and et cetera. But there is no such evidence right now. This is based on fear, not on science.
Over to you, Tim.
Yes, I'm not hearing a lot of science from your friend either. But the point is, look at what's at stake here, gentlemen. You're talking about possibly harming yourself and your neighbors.
Well, wait a minute. Where's the science? All right, look, here's where it comes. Paul McKeever says there's no science to support the ban. You're saying there is. Tim, you've asked him to give us, fill us in and give us the scientific credibility here. What about your scientific credibility? How do you know for a fact that it is harmful then?
What I am saying, John, is I don't know either. Neither does your guest. But I wouldn't take the chance with my neighbors over my lawn.
All right, well, back to you, Paul. Then he's put the burden of responsibility to justify lifting the ban on you, Paul. So when you say there's no scientific evidence, how do we prove the negative then?
Right, you can't. That's the irrationality inherent in this. But your guest isn't to blame. The minister himself, when he was pushing this bill through the legislature, the Liberal minister said, quote, "Nobody knows exactly what the long-term health effect of these products together is. That's why we're doing it," he says. I mean, it's absurd. He's admitting he has absolutely no evidence to support there's anything wrong. This is like putting a gun to someone's head and say, get in the jail, even though we don't know that you've committed any crimes. It's exactly the same kind of irrationality, but it sells well to those who are afraid that, well, putting something on your lawn that might evaporate and might be inhaled by someone, like water vapor, for example.
All right, but Tim, you're willing to take the government's word. You trust them enough that they know their business.
No, I'm saying you've got something that's got skull and crossbones on the label, and you're putting it on your lawn. There is a chance. And by the way, water vapor doesn't harm you. And you're taking a chance with your life and people all around you over your lawn. This is not the place to make the stand. And as far as I can see, one of the problems we have right now with convincing people to vote conservative is the lunatic fringe. And this, to me, is not the place to make the stand.
Well, wait a minute. When you're talking conservative, let's separate the two, because Paul McKeever is with the Freedom Party. They're libertarians, and they believe less government intrusion, less laws, especially unjustifiable laws. Laws that speak to nanny statism. I mean, Paul, I don't mean to represent on you here, but in a nutshell, Tim, that's where this is coming from. I mean, to suggest this is somehow a conservative-driven agenda, it's not, so let's be clear on that fact. But you're saying just because of skull and crossbones, I mean, Paul, it brings up a case graphically, skull and crossbones on the pesticides, so therefore it does warrant a ban.
No, absolutely not. And I don't even think there are skull and crossbones, in fact. In fact, I seem to recall a story, and this is just anecdotal, of someone drinking Roundup to prove that it wasn't harmful to humans. Just drinking it straight.
All right. Well, I don't know about that story, but Tim, I appreciate your thoughts on the matter. Paul, let me hang on to you. Jeff is joining us. He's on the Oakley Show. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. It's Jeff Lowe from Kingston, Ontario. I've been fighting this pesticide ban in the courts and the committee rooms for the last 3 years. And
how's that going?
Well, it's going to be interesting, but, you know, Tim can go back into his condo before he starts recommending what we should be doing with our lawns. You know, the way I work with the professional applicators is, one, the product has to be registered with Health Canada. Two, the product has to work. Three, it's got to be cost effective. And four, the product's methods can't affect our environmental footprint, regardless if it's organic or synthetic. As professional applicators, we don't care. But when the government regulates us to use an organic product that doesn't work, there is a problem.
All right, so what you're saying now, do you know about the science regarding the other stuff, the synthetic stuff? Is it toxic?
No. You see, the government of Ontario relied on two medical reports, one written by the Ontario College of Family Physicians and the other one written by a person that claimed to be a doctor, Meg Sears. We looked into both medical reports. The one from the College of Physicians and Surgeons, the Ontario College of Family Physicians, claimed it was peer-reviewed by Health Canada. When we contacted Health Canada, Dr. Ty Arbuckle, that was listed as peer-reviewing, didn't even know her name was on the report. The other one was Dr. Alan Albinson, the expert from the activists. He was suspended by the College of Physicians and Surgeons. So we've actually, if you go into Hansard, you'll see that we did the presentations at Queen's Park. And, you know, failing that, the Ginty government won't listen. So we've gone into the criminal court, and we're now going into the civil court.
Yeah, and that's disgusting, John. Nobody should have to choose between doing something that's rational and going to jail. I mean, people are actually suffering actual harm when they're around such things as ragweed and other things that are in the environment that are proven to have harmful health effects. These pesticides and herbicides can control that so that people don't have to suffer. And yet, what are we doing? We're punishing those who are safely and properly using absolutely safe lawn and garden care products. Freedom Party is opposed to that. We want to scrap that thing right away.
Understood. And, of course, people have noted the seeming contradiction where golf courses get to use it, but homeowners don't. I don't understand. I mean, how can you allow for one and not the other?
Absolutely.
Well, you should check how many members of the Liberal Party have golf course memberships first. The second part you might want to look at is MPP Jim Brodell from Eastern Ontario has actually got a private member's bill in the legislature to expand the pesticide ban, and that's going to take away the authority, the last little bit of authority for municipalities and industrial veg management to use scientifically approved product by the 300 scientists at Health Canada, plus the international scientists that look at this product. Any activist that wants to stand up and says, you know what, I'm afraid of this, okay, you got a phobia, big deal, don't government regulate me to death. You've put, this industry used to be worth $1.3 billion in Ontario and employed 21,000 people, and the Ginty government has destroyed this through their nanny state regulations.
Guys,
and you know what, if someone has to stand up,